now.
Strange things are afoot in the Circle K.
Big Jim's house goes deep into the world of weird. It's time to open the CSX Files.
All right, we're going to start off in Logan County, Ohio. Police arrested Wyatt Strickland for driving 114 miles an hour on a rural road. Officers could not catch him, but later located him at his home. So he's going so fast, the cops couldn't catch him. What was he doing going that fast?
Right, yeah.
What was he doing, Ryan? What would you be doing if you're going 114 miles an hour down a dirt road?
I don't know. You had to go to the bathroom, got to get home quick. That's why they found him at his house.
Yeah. Well, he told the police that he was speeding because he had just picked up a pizza and wanted to make sure it was going to be warm by the time he got home.
That's a good reason.
Hot and racing? I don't know what it is, man. He was charged with failure to comply, speeding, and reckless operation. That's not your best excuse. I picked up a pizza, and I wanted to make sure it was hot when I got home, so I'm going to go 114 miles an hour down a dirt road.
I mean, I get it, though. You get home, and that pizza's like... just a little cooler than when you got it.
What the hell are you talking about? What do you mean?
Justify it. You can get home to get that pizza, make sure it's cold or hot still.
Okay. You were the worst. Now I know why you're the worst pizza driver. Then you should have been a better delivery driver than you were. 114 miles an hour with a pizza. Do you know the police kept the pizza?
Did they?
They did. It's called the little search and seizure. Just for that joke, but you're damn right it was worth it. Okay. Another cop story. I know you appreciate these ones. This is now we go to Ocean City, Maryland. Derek Largent was arrested for drug possession. He had narcotics stuffed. Where do you hide them?
In your butt.
In his butt, between his butt cheeks. Okay, here's the part of it that's weird. They call to a condo complex. The police show up. There's a suspicious man in the area. They find Derek. He told them that he was being followed by other police officers, and that someone had placed the drugs between his butt cheeks.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing back
there?
What
are you doing there? Yeah.
Just hide these for me, man. Come on.
And he was doing 114 miles an hour because he didn't want the drugs to get cold. Again, that's your out. You're like, well, I don't know what happened. Somebody just put drugs between my butt cheeks.
Yep.
What do you mean, yeah? Have you,
listen,
is there something
officers,
you want to tell us?
I had a crazy night last night. I woke up. I just knew something felt weird. And then next thing I know, you guys are searching me and find this. I don't know what happened.
What happened to the good old days when you woke up in a bathtub full of ice with one of your kidneys missing?
Right.
I mean, the good old days.
Yeah, right. Somebody at least told you they were going to do that before they did it.
All I hear is Eddie Murphy, put a boogie in your butt. Put drugs in your butt. And finally, one more story. This one out of Louisiana. So, Devin Jones was on his way home from his wedding Saturday night with his bride and a male friend. They're in the car together. They're driving back. It's a beautiful day. They get stuck in traffic, and they start talking. Well, for some reason, they started airing dirty laundry, quote the Don Henley song. Devin accused his friend of having an affair with his new wife, and it got heated. Devin grabbed his gun, jumped out of the car, and started chasing the friend through stopped traffic, firing shots at him, hit him in the leg, and then injured someone else in another car. The bride ran over to first responders who were helping the victims of the crash and said her husband was trying to kill her. Then she barricaded herself in the ambulance. When Devin came after her, he was arrested for attempted murder and second-degree battery. The people he shot were flown to the hospital and recovering. Devin was wearing a tux at the time, and she was in her wedding dress.
And this
all
will be,
this going on in a traffic jam.
This will be in theaters in
right?
September.
That is the worst rom-com ever. That is the horrible thing. Now we know that's the real runaway bride because he's trying to kill you.
And he's just, his buddy's like, it was your girlfriend when we had the affair. She's your wife now, man. I never had an
that's
affair
such a guy
with
thing
your
to do.
Wife.
I'll talk you down. Easy.
I had an affair with your girlfriend, not your wife.
Why are you so mad? This happened 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Let it go, buddy.
Come on.
Unbelievable. Shot him. Now, here's my question. Can you get your wedding gifts back? Because this wedding's over.
Yeah.
This ain't last. This marriage is done. Although it does give new meaning to the word shotgun wedding. Yeah, we're done, right?
Yeah.
We're pretty much it.